Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
To the Healing Sound Show here on Healthy Life Radio. We're at HealthyLife.net, but you probably know that since you are listening in on your computer to this fabulous show. And it's December 12th, 2007 today, and we have a very, very special guest that I think you will find most intriguing. I'll tell you about her in a minute. I just want to tell you that life continues to be wonderful and interesting. I just finished what is called the galley proofs for my new book, The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing, which is going to be published by the fine and wonderful company of Hay House at the very, very beginning of March of 2008. So The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing, which is, you know, kind of exciting. And then in a couple of months, we have World Sound Healing Day, which is actually February 14th, 2008. And we'll have people from throughout the planet creating an ah tone together, generating the energy of love that we're all going to be manifesting through the planet. And at that time, we're going to be launching a new website dedicated specifically to using sound and consciousness on the planet. And that's going to be the templeofsacredsound.com, which is just something, a place where people can actually go online 24/7. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to be able to sound together with people throughout the planet in order to help the process of what I call global harmonization, which is basically helping peace and harmony manifest in the consciousness and in the, reality of this planet. Because, gosh, we probably really, really need it right now. Things are going very, very interesting, and I know my most interesting guest and I will be talking about this. I'll give her a much more of a formal intro when we come out of the break, but I just want to say that Vicki Dodd is one of the true originals on this planet in terms of working with sound as a healing modality. I actually first encountered Vicki through a very, very dear friend and also a master teacher by the name of Kay Gardner. Kay was not only a master teacher, but a master musician who did a wonderful recording called the A Rainbow Path, which works with the chakras and various aspects using sound, and has written a wonderful book called Sound in the Inner Landscape, which may currently be out of print. But anyway, Kay was a dear friend of mine, and we would together teach, and she introduced me to Vicki. But more on this later. How about just a little bit of a hint of something I dug up, which is called Song of Saraswati, and this is to honor the energies of Saraswati, the divine goddess of music.
All your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. earthchannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to earthchannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Gingivitis, gum disease, words you don't want in your mouth. But according to the American Dental Association, 3 out of every 4 adults will develop gum disease. Now there's an all-natural way to fight back. Introducing the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies. Developed by a dentist and clinically tested by a leading university, the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies daily oral rinse and toothpaste was proven to kill the germs that cause gum disease better than the leading brands. Regular use was proven to reduce gingivitis and bleeding gums. The Natural Dentist contains herbs like echinacea and aloe vera and has no alcohol or sugar or harsh chemicals. The Natural Dentist is guaranteed to work or your money back. You can find the Natural Dentist at most drug and health stores, including Trader Joe's, Save-On, Walgreens, and Long's Drug Stores, as well as most health stores, including Whole Foods Markets and Wild Oats. Call 800-615-6895 or visit www.thenaturaldentist.com for more info.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
Here we are, you're with Jonathan Goldman on the Healing Sounds radio show, and today we have a very, very special guest by the name of Vicki Dodd. I was actually telling you that I've been introduced to Vicki from a very dear friend of mine named Kay Gardner, who basically, back in the early 80s, more or less implied that if I really wanted to experience the authentic aspect of using sound and the voice as a healing modality, I should really meet Vicki, and so we scheduled Vicki as a, if you like, a guest speaker for the Sound Healers Association, and it was just friendship immediately because we both shared a lot of knowledge and information. But let me tell you a little bit about Vicki. This is more or less from her official bio, and then I'll tell you a little bit more, and then we'll bring her on. Vicki Dodd is a recognized pioneer in sound healing bodywork for over 3 decades. The essence of Vicki's work is a multidimensional approach to using sound as an evolutionary tool, an awakening tool emphasizing the maturation of the emotional body. Vicki is an Ashton patterning teacher who trained with Judith Afton since 1973. She's a certified nutritional therapist and a trained community herbalist. Vicki, the author of Turning the Blues to Gold, Sound Prints, is also a recording and performing artist. Vicki teaches in the United States, Canada, and Europe. She's the director of Sound Body Productions, which was established in 1990, and the School for Sacred and for Sound and Sacred Arts. And as mentioned, her website is sacredsoundschool.com. Now, Vicki has the rare ability to sense the subtle rhythms, vibrations, and tones that all matter produces. This is an amazing gift, my friends, and she uses this remarkable gift of sounding to match the unique sound prints of a person. So when you hear, and I know it's, you know, some point in time and space during our show, I'll ask Vicki to demonstrate what she does, and it's quite astounding. Since then, I've heard a lot of different people talking in what could be called the language of light or speaking in tongues or glossolalia, but Vicki is the real thing, and she's not just doing a repetitive pattern of strange consonants. She's doing something that, particularly when she works on you, it's just one of the more outrageous experiences on the planet, but Hey, let's not hear from me. Let's welcome Vicki. Hi, Vicki. How are you?
Hello, Jonathan. I'm good. I'm honored to be here with you.
Well, it is really a lovely thing. And once again, if we can both probably, because of the connection,
talk
speak
louder
up, that would be really a
okay,
a good thing, you know. And
yes,
you have a powerful voice, my dear. One of the most powerful that I've experienced. So, you know, projecting into the telephone. Yes, friends.
All right.
Most of us are using the telephone. But, Vicki, I always ask whoever's on the show, how did you get started? I think your start actually might have come from birth, but can you tell our listeners a little bit about how you, for example, might have developed this extraordinary gift of being able to sense and hear and then, if you like, vocalize the frequency levels of different people?
I'll do my best. Can you hear me well now?
Yes, it's
good?
Better now. Thank you.
All right. Well, it was since birth. That's been the challenge, as I was always able to perceive frequencies and rhythms, as you were speaking about. My mother got me a pair of tap shoes when I was about 3 or 4 years old so that I could tap out the rhythms that I was sensing.
Wow.
That was my beginnings, and I toured mental hospitals tapping rhythms of people's emotional bodies. And in all honesty, I'm not even kidding.
No, I know you're not, but my real quick question, can you tell our listeners where you come from? Are you a New York tap dancer?
No, I'm not. I'm not a New York tap dancer. I'm from really down by Kentucky, Missouri, Illinois borders, the Mississippi, Ohio Valley. Mark Twain, if you've read any of him, the area he spoke about.
Kind of like an Appalachian tap dancer?
Yes, I was an Appalachian tap dancer, Ozark Ridge. I'll always be grateful because I don't know what would have happened to me if I hadn't been able to express so many sensations that I was experiencing, and that I came from a family that that did not think that they needed to medicate me or institutionalize me for having these other senses. So that I'm grateful for as well, and that they just gave me a place to express it. And as time went on, I was coming right of age when the sound body explosion took place in North America here in the early to late 60s. Well, actually, I guess it went longer than that, but that was a major explosion. And so I got to be right there with so many people who were exploring and recreating and bringing forth the need that we were all wanting so badly was to wake up, to awaken. And I kept looking for people who understood this thing that I was experiencing. What they taught me was how to breathe, to walk, to eat. It became very, very basic, and I don't mean like I didn't know how to walk and eat. I don't want to sound silly here, but I mean in terms of feeding this body and soul of mine that so desperately needed to awaken and to know how was I to use this as a service. It's one thing to have perceptions, but if they're not being able to be channeled into some form of creative outlet, it can be very damaging to the psyche. Am I making any sense here?
Yeah, Vicki, I just want to ask that with this sensitivity, your nervous system certainly must have, shall we say, been more attuned than other people, and indeed you were quite lucky you grew up there and then, because probably you might have been indeed hospitalized with that type of sensitivity in this day and age and drugged out with Thorazine or Prozac or something.
Exactly.
Like that. But you weren't, and somehow then you got probably some sort of training, did you not, from working on people? Is that what happened?
Well, what happened is that I started studying with all forms of massage therapy, Randolph Stone's work, Polarity. I met Dr. Ida Roth and was able to audit her work. I was needing the healing for my own nervous system that you mentioned, that is because It was too much sensation, Jonathan.
Sure.
It was too much sensation, and I really needed a lot of healing. And to be able to actually take this to the next step, which is being able to be of service to others. And so it was through all these trainings, and I can't think of any mind-body training that I did not do from the early 60s through the early 80s. I met William David in around 1970, who also became known as Elias de Mohan.
Can you tell us a little bit about him? Because, of course, I know who he is, but
yes.
Most of our listeners probably don't. Just a minute or two about him.
Yes. As far as I know, he was the first person to start a sound school in the United States. And I believe it was like 58, 59, something like that.
1958, 59. Wow.
Mm-hmm. In Houston, Texas. Okay? And for years and years, and I think it is still there, actually, there was a big sign up there called the Esoteric Center for Sound, Color, and Vibration. What a courageous man.
Right, and he wrote a wonderful book called something similar.
Harmonics.
I don't remember the title of his book.
I believe it's called The Harmonics of Sound, Color, and Vibration.
That's it, The Harmonics of Sound, Color, and Vibration. It's a great book.
And I'm not even sure. I've been out of touch with him. He must be somewhere in his mid-80s, I think, by now.
Yeah, if he's still on planet,
still around,
one never
yes.
knows, you know.
Yes. And so I'll always be grateful for him because my voice was completely frozen.
Mm.
I could perceive all these frequencies. I would look at a body or listen to a body, and it would be a composed piece of music to me, or a room would be, or a plant would be, but I couldn't use my voice. It was paralyzed.
Interesting.
So much sensation with so little expression.
So he was the one who was able to first open you up there. And I also know that you worked with Swami Brahmananda, also known as Dr. Mishra, who
yeah,
I had the pleasure of meeting. Could you tell us a little bit about
Dr.
that
Dr. Ramurti Mishra.
Yeah.
He absolutely completely changed my life. I owe so much to Dr. Mishra. I stayed quite a while in his ashram up in Monroe State. I think this was in 68 or 69. I don't know. There was so much going on in those years. And my job was to massage his feet to his knees every day as he was teaching us Sanskrit. Kriyati, kriyata, kriyam. And I would massage him. Now, at this point in time, when I say I could perceive frequencies, it was a conglomerate of all the sounds. I couldn't differentiate a body system or what was mine or yours. It was all this huge several symphonies going on at the same time. And by working with him, massaging his feet and legs, all of a sudden all sound would go away and only one meridian would like light up all the way through his body, so I could hear that one lung meridian or the stomach or, you know, whatever was being shown to me at the time, and to be able to hear or sense or that frequency throughout his system. And that began for me then the next 10 years of being in my own laboratory of taking one system after another and listening to just that system through my body. We never spoke of it. It was just transmitted through his body to mine.
And were you... listen, we're going to be coming up on a commercial in a moment, but my question when we get back is, were you then sounding... Was that probably one of the first times you sounded a body, was when you were working with Dr. Mishra?
Okay, is that my question now or when I come back?
When you come back, okay?
Okay.
And... we'll just, as we go out, I always love to go out on something, so we'll just go out on a little bit of Om sound here, honoring the great Sanskrit Bija mantras. And,
beautiful.
sound healing pioneer Jonathan Goldman comes the international bestseller, Healing Sounds. Learn how you can use sound and music for healing and self-transformation. The book is easy to understand with many helpful exercises that you can use yourself. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reading Healing Sounds will change your life.
Water. In the hot summer sun, water is a natural thought, like relaxing at the beach with the waves lapping at your feet, or perhaps being with your significant other under a secluded, gently cascading waterfall. If you want a little more action, how about water skiing or boating on an icy, clear blue lake? With Expedia.com, everything you need for travel, flights, hotels, cruises, vacation packages, they have it all at a price you can afford. Go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Expedia.com.
Are you pregnant or have small children? Or do you just want to reduce stress? Dolphin Dreams has the sounds of ocean, heartbeats, choral voices, and dolphins. Vogue magazine said of this very special CD, reduce stress without Valium. Try it for yourself, your friends, or your children. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764 for Dolphin Dreams.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
From an ancient sound tradition comes Reiki Chants, the award-winning new CD from Jonathan Goldman, encoded with the energy of the Reiki symbols. For meditation, for relaxation, and for healing, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reiki Chants, as beautiful as it is healing. You're listening to CHSR, Real Radio, on the web.
Well, my friends, you're here with me, Jonathan Goldman, here December 12th, 2007, on the HealthyLife.net radio show. Well, it's actually the HealthyLife.net network with the Healing Sound Show, and my dear friend Vicky Dodd. It's hard for me not to be very, very more playful in a professional mode asking her questions, because Vicky and I are very, very dear and old friends. So I'm going to go back and putting on my interviewer hat and say, and get back to the question that I had initially asked her before we went to break, which was, Vicky, you were talking about working on Dr. Mishra, the great guru, Sanskrit scholar, etc., and you do massage work on him. Was he the first person that you actually spent a bit of time sounding?
In some ways it would be true, because he's the one that was teaching me how to understand what it was that I was perceiving and reducing it so that it could be assimilated and digested in me. He was transmitting. It was a total transmission between us. Most of my whole time with Mishra was on a, to be quite honest, on a different level.
It's often said that when you're with a particular guru, you don't have to exchange any sort of verbal communication.
Yes.
Because the vibrational resonance is at such a frequency that that's where all the information exchange takes place.
And that is what took place for us. What he did do for my voice was to have me over and over and over reciting Sanskrit grammar. And Sanskrit is such an incredible language in terms of a resonance language that it really started clearing my mind, which is what its job is, I do believe. But in terms of sounding him specifically, it was all still on a, it was not on an articulate level.
Now, I have a question for you, because I, of course, have heard you sound numerous times,
yes.
And frequently you'll do best when you're actually working on a body.
Yes, I like bodies.
So I've seen you do public performances with, you know, different types of musical groups where you'll have somebody lying on a table and you'll actually sound that person while the group is playing behind you. It is probably one of the most wild avant-garde healing experiences that I know about, but, you know, gosh,
yes.
If I was listening now, I'd be going, I really want to hear what this woman sounds like when she's doing something. So do you think you could possibly maybe just give us a little example, maybe, you know, make some sounds for us that might be the, and this is asking a big one, but, you know, we mentioned during break that you're already hearing the sounds and the tones that not only are coming through me, but all the people who are listening in, and maybe you could make some sounds back as a healing resonant frequency. Does that sound possible?
Yeah. Let me just, like a universal spine here I'm going to play, okay?
Okay, that'd be great.
Yes, in terms of compassion for these bodies of ours, huh?
Oh, how
compassion
nice.
Compassion for these times. Yela maha aye ikiyo chua ata, elo yu oko ya ita namaho yeti. Keyolotata namuta yete yitio. Nemiolo na 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 mo yeko ya ata yene na na maha na yene anam. Keyolo na na namuta ye 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 la tota na ye le la mama mama ma yete ya. Ye you la ye ni ona. Ye you la ma ye you mama ye you amaka ye ya. Ye you mama ye you ma ye la yo wa na yo la ya. Ye you ma. Ye you ma la ye lo unne. Ye li yo la wa na yo yo unne. Ye you amba ye you ma ye. Ye you no na ye amba ye. Ye you.
Oh, there's so much to say. I don't know how long you want me to play this body. Yala maha yukoa. Yala ha aye tua. Ishwila moho ye ne yakayeta. Isiala ha ye eka auto tana moha yenia. In yala ha aye eti ishwila ha. Eka aye e. Yala maha aye ishwi. Eo ka auto yo o. Yala moho ye isi a. Eka ye a. Yala maha aye a.
Maybe we'll have a little more later, and that was wonderful, and really the ideal thing for us to do now would be to be in silence, to absorb the frequencies that you just, manifested through your voice, and the ideal thing would be to be in silence, to absorb them, but I, you know, have to acknowledge that the silence is probably not the best friend of radio. So instead, I think what we'll do is we'll ask people to just, I'll put on a little music right now, and just have people absorb the frequencies from you while we listen to this from the Lost Chord. And then we'll be back.
Be nice to do an Ida thing.
The healing sounds intensive. A unique, once-a-year, 9-day training with Jonathan Goldman in Loveland, Colorado. Learn how to use sound for healing and experience new dimensions of consciousness. For more information, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The healing sounds intensive. Your life will never be the same.
Gingivitis, gum disease, words you don't want in your mouth. But according to the American Dental Association, 3 out of every 4 adults will develop gum disease. Now there's an all-natural way to fight back. Introducing the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies. Developed by a dentist and clinically tested by a leading university, the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies daily oral rinse and toothpaste was proven to kill the germs that cause gum disease better than the leading brands. Regular use was proven to reduce gingivitis and bleeding gums. The Natural Dentist contains herbs like echinacea and aloe vera and has no alcohol or sugar or harsh chemicals. The Natural Dentist is guaranteed to work or your money back. You can find the Natural Dentist at most drug and health stores, including Trader Joe's, Save-On, Walgreens, and Long's Drug Stores, as well as most health stores, including Whole Foods Markets and Wild Oats. Call 800-615-6895 or visit www.thenaturaldentist.com for more info.
Experience a new level of tranquility with Ultimate Om by Jonathan Goldman. Voted one of the top 20 must-have New Age music albums, this amazing CD will create an atmosphere of calmness and balance like you've never experienced. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Ultimate Om for deep inner peace. From sound healing pioneer Jonathan Goldman comes the international bestseller Healing Sounds. Learn how you can use sound and music for healing and self-transformation. The book is easy to understand with many helpful exercises that you can use yourself. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reading Healing Sounds will change your life.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
So here you are with Jonathan Goldman and the Healing Sound Show, December 12, 2007, and my special guest, Vicki Dodd. And if you're anything like me, your body is still vibrating at a molecular, cellular level from the very, very brief sounding that Vicki just did. And during the break, she said she could have gone on and on, and this is extremely true. Just imagine, friends, what it would be like to experience this type of thing specifically focused upon your vibrational level, your nervous system, your emotional body for a half hour or an hour. It's really quite stunning and quite powerful. I'd like to say that, once again, as Vicki mentioned, she's probably been doing this work for not only over 3 decades, probably close to 4 decades.
Yes.
That's
mm-hmm.
like 40 years. And the reason her name may not be as well known to some of you as some other names is simply that Vicki has quietly gone on doing this absolutely amazing work, and as opposed to running around with a sort of, flag going, listen to me do this, listen to me do this, those people find her and those people, experience her, and then they know what somebody who's really about, the use of sound as a healing modality, manifests. This is nothing against the marvels of marketing and promotion, but a lot of times, particularly in this second millennium AD, I think we're in it now, the year 2000 plus, it's oftentimes he or she who has the best marketing and promotional skills is the most well known, and that's great, that's really true, but it doesn't mean that they're necessarily the very, very best. Sometimes the very, very best quietly going on doing the work, such as our dear friend Sarah Benson, and such as my dear friend Vicki Dodd. And Vicki, just, for people who are just still sitting here going, God, what a strange and interesting and amazingly powerful sounding that you just did, brief as it was, how, if somebody wanted to find out more about your work and more about what you do, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, they can call me. They can write me, 360-452-5922.
Better repeat that.
360-452-5922.
Okie dokie. And how about your email?
My email is sounds, S-O-U-N-D-S, at OlyPen, OlyPen.com.
And your website is sacredsoundschool.com.
Yes.
Right. I'm trying to figure out, OlyPen, is that like Olympic Peninsula or something
Olympic
like that?
Yes, Olympic Peninsula.
Wow, I'm very psychic. Okay, so...
You are.
For our friends who are listening, let's just say that Vicki has, been trained and worked and been doing this work for so many years, and she could probably just be sit for the next amount of time that we have giving you her credentials and her experiences training with others and then training people herself, because she is a wonderful teacher and a wonderful healer and a wonderful human being, obviously. But let's talk about... what are you doing now, Vicki?
I've been spending the last decade, I've been doing most of my work in Europe, Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
And mainly in Switzerland and in Germany and sometimes in Italy. So my main schools of sound and sacred sound have been there. In the last, this last year, I've been wanting more and more to come back and work in the United States and feel the pulse of my roots here. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm teaching, I'm teaching here. I was just in Colorado. I'll be back in Colorado, I think, with you, doing some good work in your wonderful...
Healing sounds intensive. Yeah, that's
very intensive.
That will be wonderful. And if you feel comfortable, you're on the, I guess, Olympic Peninsula, huh?
I'm on the Olympic Peninsula, and it's
in Washington.
Yeah. And it's far
away.
But you know, I have groups here. I have small groups here. I work a great deal with sound as nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
As a nutritional component. That's
Talk about that for a moment, will you?
I am so excited about being able to speak this more openly, because it's something that I think those of us that have been working with bodies for a long time know that sound is an incredible component of having the body become more liquid. That's the physics of sound, is that it helps this liquid system stay liquid. As we know that every dis-ease in some way or another that we experience has a component of our liquid becoming congealed, congested, coagulated, constricted, crystallized, a lot of C's. And, that seems to be what occurs in any kind of problem. So first of all, we have this incredible tool, our voice, or the voices and sounds of others, to be able to help this liquid system remember that it's liquid. And because it more that as we age, our blood actually gets thicker, so we have to do more and more to keep it liquid.
Being we get
on
stuck a lot, don't
cell
we?
Phones, pardon?
We get stuck a lot.
And we get stuck a lot, you know, and a lot of it is literally just the physiology of it. So I really do believe that sound is an incredible component. I'm working more and more as a nutrient. I'm working more and more with people with their nervous system with sound. I mean, that's just a given. Sound can help the body become more entrained to the parasympathetic system. Since we are being so entrained in this epidemic of being in the sympathetic system, you can see I have a lot of energy about this. So I hope
okay. And it's really quite true, too, and I know we're going to be taking a break in about a minute, and we'll just mm-hmm. go into the, break from our conversation. But, I mentioned to our listeners that I just completed the 7 Secrets of Sound Healing, and you're quoted a couple of times in it, including, and, this one time you said to me years and years ago, you know, we're talking about, you know, the cymatics work of Hans Jenny and sound affects that, and how sound affects water. And you said to me, basically, well, Jonathan, you know, we're really just big bags of walking water, and you know how easy it is to affect water with sound.
Yes.
And that, one of the editors told me when they read that, they found that one of the more profound statements about sound that they had come across in any book. And it came from you, my dear.
Oh, that's
so, the body being, you know, essentially liquid and reminding it of its, you know, liquid aspect, so important.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be taking a break in a moment. I'll tell you what, I have a magic CD player here with all these things lined up that I don't have a clue what is. So let's just see what wants to come up right now as we go off to break.
Okay.
Nothing.
Well, we should sing, Jonathan.
Right. Well, you know. You know what I did? Yes, we definitely should. But you know, I will tell our friends who are listening that these are telephone frequencies, and as we listen on the telephone, it's just like the sound, the voice going through the telephone, all the harmonics, all the overtones, all those strange things dissipate.
They do, don't they? They go, yeah.
Yeah, so let's see if anything's coming out here. Should be, but who knows? Oh, and then I got to be... Really, this thing does not want to... Here we go. A little bit of something from Medicine Buddha so we can go out with a little music. And why not the Buddha of healing, talking about healing with sound?
Pregnant or have small children? Or do you just want to reduce stress? Dolphin Dreams has the sounds of ocean, heartbeats, choral voices, and dolphins. Vogue magazine said of this very special CD, reduce stress without Valium. Try it for yourself, your friends, or your children. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764 for Dolphin Dreams.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. Earthchannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to earthchannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
From an ancient sound tradition comes Reiki Chants, the award-winning new CD from Jonathan Goldman, encoded with the energy of the Reiki symbols. For meditation, for relaxation, and for healing, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reiki Chants, as beautiful as it is healing.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Well, my friends, you are back with the last sequence of, well, not really the last sequence, but the, I don't know if it's the fourth or the fifth portion with me talking to Jonathan Goldman, talking to my friend and a colleague and, well, what have you, Vicky Dodd. And, gosh, we're just so, as always, I don't have a prepared list of questions to ask Vicky, but just, you know, seeing which way the, if you like, the sound current and the universe takes us. But there is a question that sort of is resonating in my psyche that I would like to ask you, Vicky, as a colleague, as a professional, as a X, Y, or Z. You've worked on a few bodies here and there,
mm-hmm.
maybe a few thousand or
thousands,
more.
Thousands, yes.
Are we all the same?
Are we all the same?
Yeah.
Goodness, no. And yes, it's always both and. But it's,
okay.
It's always both and. I mean, one of the things that I, I wrote a book. I actually wrote it in 89. I published it in 99. And what the book was about was what I had listened, all the bodies I had listened to for the 20 years previous. And I took the sounds that I had heard from them and translated the sounds into words. And what I noticed was that it was basically our commonality was all very much the same. When you ask, are we the same in terms of what had happened to us in living? Had we been abused, rejected, abandoned, you know?
Similar stories.
Yeah. Similar mm-hmm. stories. Similar stories. Which is the place where we always think that we're unique. Is in our stories, right? But basically, our stories is what makes us have a shared commonality of living. What makes us unique is how it is that we take those stories and create with them, live with them. What is the impetus? Does it take us into diving deeper into a spiritual growing possibility, or to be, you know, what does it do for us, or does it take us into a deep, deep depression forever? I mean.
These are different sounds that you can actually perceive and then mirror and feed back to a person.
Yes. And so often the sounding work is more like homeopathy, is that basically you're listening and being able, trying to sound back what is being perceived, not trying to put a sound in or take a sound out or rearrange a sound, but basically feed the body that which it says that it has, and so that it allows there to be an acceptance that takes place that allows then the inherent wisdom of that system to start changing or rearranging its homeostasis. So I trust the innate intelligence in this body completely. So I never need to know what the sound is going to be. I just need to be willing to be in acceptance with what I perceive.
Yeah, I'm going to, you know, share with you and also with our audience that I forget when it was, but you were here visiting, and we somehow got a massage table and were able to pop me on a massage table and have you make some sounds. And this was within the probably some time after our dear friend Sarah Benson passed away.
Yes.
And I had a lot of grief about that had been unexpressed.
Yes.
And as you began to work on me sonically, you expressed that grief, and it really helped me, if you like, manifest and release the grief. So I'm not only grateful for the experience, but I can also attest to how that Oh, gosh. You know, it's really, you know, I mean, I know that one of the difficulties that you have is people say, what do you do? And it's very hard for you to specifically come up with a key word or key phrase for what you do. But somehow you enable, if you like, the emotional release of stuck energy in another person by sounding that.
Yes.
That was not a bad description of it, was
it? That's very good. Thank you.
Yes. And listen, during our break, Vicki just told me that she's going to be with us for our Healing Sounds Intensive this summer, which is, I think, somewhere around July 22nd to the 20th. I mean, it might be the July 17th to the 27th is actually when it is, and it takes place in Loveland, Colorado, and it's a great experience. And so I'm very happy. And I know my wife, Andy, is listening here, and I'm sure she's going, oh, great, because we hadn't actually heard from Vicki about this because we've been talking about so many other things. And also, Vicki, you said you yourself were doing a teacher training sometime when, in June?
In early June. I don't have the exact date, so if anyone would be interested, they could, you know, again, on my website or in my email. But it'll be a five-day residential here out in Washington. I have such an interest working with practitioners, body workers or psychologists, people who are working one-on-one with people. And especially about this nutrition concept, that it hasn't necessarily to do with food protocols, but energetic protocols.
Yes, and that's a whole other thing about the food protocols, because I remember we were talking about, vitamin industry over in Europe and Switzerland, mm-hmm. and how certain products are no longer accessible over the market unless they're prescribed by doctors and stuff like that. Is that manifested yet?
In Europe, and definitely in Zurich, in Switzerland, absolutely, and in and that's where I think we're trying to head here.
Andy and I just saw a program about that on TV, just outrageous. Well, listen, Vicki, once we disappear from this, I'll, from the radio show, I'll be back just to, after the break to announce our next guest speaker. We'll have you on again because you are not only really interesting and enlightening, but just really a fascinating person to listen to, and I'm sure that our listeners have really, really enjoyed it. So thank you so very, very much for being with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm very honored and grateful because you know that I took myself out of the loop of a lot of this work. Not work, but a lot of the... I took myself out of the lot.
You did. And
a while back. And
well, it's great to have you back here.
Yeah.
Because your essence is needed at this particular point in time and space, and we are grateful.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm so grateful to be able to have talked about Kay and William and there's so many others that came before us and during us.
Well, we'll do more remembering the history of sound healing. Maybe we'll even go back to remembering our old friend Pythagoras.
Yes, exactly.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Try the Tantra of Sound Harmonizer by Andy and Jonathan Goldman for a new sound experience. This is the first CD that will simultaneously balance your brain waves and your chakras, enhancing health and harmony within and without. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The Harmonizer will harmonize you.
Our national parks have always been there for us, standing as silent reminders of who we are and what it means to be an American. They're full of history, of memories, of majesty. But now these great American treasures need our help. I'm Richard Dreyfuss, asking you to help preserve America's national parks. Visit AmericansForNationalParks.org today, because there's just too much to lose.
This is a public service announcement from Americans for National Parks and this radio station.
The Healing Sounds Intensive, a unique, once-a-year, 9-day training with Jonathan Goldman in Loveland, Colorado. Learn how to use sound for healing and experience new dimensions of consciousness. For more information, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The Healing Sounds Intensive. Your life will never be the same.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Well, friends, here we are concluding the Healing Sound Show on HealthyLife.net with our guest today has been Vicki Dodd. It's December 12, 2007. I am Jonathan Goldman, and it's a real pleasure to have been with you. I would like to ask you to tune in next time, which is going to be Wednesday, December, and I'm doing a drum roll on this. I don't have the calendar in front of me, but I think it's December 9th. It's going to be the second Wednesday in 2008 when our guest will be Laraji Narananda. Laraji is probably considered one of the great fathers, grandfathers, pioneers in the field of music healing and in the field of ambient music. He's great. He lives in New York City. He's an internationally known, he does everything, and he's great, and he's a lot of fun. And he's also going to be with us at our Healing Sounds Intensive, so that's not the reason we're having these people here. It's just synchronistic, and it's going to be great, so tune in with us. And blessings of light and love through sound. See you in a month. Have a great new year. Happy holidays.